Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, I have the latest movie in the Monsterverse called Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Now, this one I really wanted to see on that big screen to get the full effect. I'm not like the biggest fan, but the movies have provided some entertainment thus far. Now, they've done exactly what they're supposed to do. And what I mean by that is we're there to see Kong and Godzilla wild out and fight against some other monsters or titans, as they are called. They don't bog you down with a bunch of stuff you don't care about. So does this deliver on what I'm expecting? Well, let's get into what this one is about. We pick up 3 years after the previous movie with Kong making himself at home in Hollow Earth. Meanwhile, Godzilla is ruling on the surface and fighting other titans. We see him kill one and then he takes a nap. There's an outpost in a Hollow Earth that's picking up an unidentified signal. On the surface, the little girl who is the last survivor from Skull Island is being affected by these signals. At the same time, Godzilla picks up on these signals and he travels to a nuclear plant to absorb the radiation. Scientists believe he is preparing for an incoming threat. Meanwhile, Kong discovers an unmapped area where he encounters a tribe of his own kind. He goes to their lair and meets up with their ruthless leader, the Scar King. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much where I'll stop. From there, Kong, Godzilla, and the scientists all figure out that the signal is a distress call warning them of an impending invasion from the Scar King. And they, you know, obviously have to stop it. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 53% on 189 reviews on the Rotten Scale, with the audience at 92% on over 2,500 reviews. And what did I think? Well, let me get to the positives, and this is going to be pretty short and sweet. They gave me most of what I came for. We get a lot of Kong and Hollow Earth fighting other creatures, and then some Kong and Godzilla team up action at the end. Special effects were good for the most part. There are a few rough spots in there, but nothing egregious. I mean, it's loud and fun. And yeah, I mean, I really don't need to get into the negatives because it's all stuff either you suspect or you didn't really come for. Like the story. It's very simplistic and childlike with tons of exposition. I mean, at one point they were talking about this reverse gravity thing and they went through this whole explanation of what the tribe was doing, but it was ultimately just nonsensical. In fact, they do that a lot in this movie where they just don't even bother. They just start doing stuff and then someone will be right there explaining exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it. A lot of the dialogue is poorly written and the ending was not as epic as I was hoping it would be. But again, besides a better choreographed fight at the end, all the other stuff I kind of expected, so I'm not going to beat this one up. And I would put this one right at a 70% on the Rotten Scale. I mean, I had fun with it. And while, you know, it would have been nice to get something a little bit deeper, it gave me mostly what I asked for. But, I mean, I think they need to kind of chill out a little bit and delay the next one until they have a bit more to offer. Take some time of crafting a story that makes, you know, a little bit more sense. Nothing complicated. You know, I'm not asking them to, you know, go and do a movie with a bunch of deep dives and twists and stuff like that. Just something that's, you know, more coherent. And then, you know, if they added a really decent story, bumped up the dialogue a little bit, and along with some, you know, awesome fight scenes and special effects, I mean, what more could you ask for? That's like the perfect mixture. That's all they need to do. So yeah, with that being said, I'll close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate it. I will be dropping another episode today because, like I said, I think in another episode, or maybe I haven't even put that episode up yet, but I'm going to say it again. Got a lot of, material coming out. That I just haven't had a chance to like record. So you're going to probably get a bunch of episodes in a row with the stuff that I've watched over the last couple of weeks. So yeah, so stay tuned. And you know, I'm going to give you a little bit more content than what I usually do. I usually get at least one out every weekend, if not, you know, one to two. sometimes three, depending on how busy I am. But yeah, this is going to be one of those weeks where I'm just going to put out a lot of content to make room for all the new stuff I need to write. So definitely stay tuned to check me out if you want to know what's next. Thank you once again. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.